a pleasant Yantiv. We'll be beginning the home stretch of our Limud of Hilchos Nida with Simukut Sarihei, the Halachas of Harchakos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lam Zayin Amin Aleph has the expression of Sugav Shoshanim. Rashi explains Sugav as a fence, hence the title of Rabbi Lamb's book, Hedge of Roses. Afilu ki Sugav Shoshanim, lo yifritzu b'pirsos. The context of the Gemara is that even with a minimal gedder, a minimal fence, a fence of roses, which is not a terribly strong impediment, we're confident that Klai Yisrael are not going to violate Averis. As Tosfos here explains, Dibur Maskal HaTorah Ida Leinu Sugav HaShoshanim, that even though there's no Isser Yichud when it comes to Ishto Nida, when it comes to all other Rayos or any woman, there's an Isser Yichud. Ishta Nida, there's no Isser Yichud. Even though there's no Isser Yichud, nevertheless, we're not concerned that a person is going to violate an Avera. That is the reference to Suga Bashoshanim. Nevertheless, there are institutions of what we refer to as Harchakos, various kinds of Gedarim, various kinds of measures put into place to ensure, we'll see for sure exactly what, to ensure that no Avera is violated with Ishto Nida. So despite the fact, or perhaps because of the fact, that there's no Isser Yichud, there are other Harchakos. We'll have to discuss the reason for these Harchakos, so we'll see. Some of these Harchakos may be Aser Min HaTorah, some may be Aser Midina de Gemara, some may only have their source in Rishonim, some may only be Mitam Minhag. The Rush writes in the Kisser Hilchos Nida, in the end of Maseches Nida, U'bishvil shemisyachi tadir ima, since husband is normally misyachid with his wife, he's used to being together with her, asu geder visyag sheyiskar es nidosap. The Chazal established certain gedarim in order to remind him of her status as a Nida. We'll see in a moment that this formulation of the Rush may be Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara that is the main sugya indicating such a notion of Archokos is a Gemara we've referenced in the past, Tanit Ve'elio, in Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara has Tanit Ve'elio, Ma'is of Tamit. The Talmud Echad Shoshana Harbe Vikara Harbe Vishimish Tabi Chacham Harbe. So he had a very impressive resume. Umeis Vachatzi Yamav Haisa Ishna Natalas Tfila Machzir Mevat Knesias Vat Midrashos Yom Lehem Kasa Vatara Kihu Chayach Varach Yamecha Bali Shoshana Harbe Vikara Harbe Vishimish Tabi Chacham Harbe Vimne Ma Meis Vachatzi Yamav Fulahe Adam Machzira Dabar. No one had an answer. Amachas nis arachti etzla, says Eliyahu Navi, v'haisa mesicha kal osa ma'ora, v'amarti labiti, v'meini desayich ma'u etzleich, amro li chas v'shalom, afil v'et v'ktano l'nagabi, v'meili b'nayich ma'u etzleich, achal imi v'shasa imi v'yashin imi v'kir basar, v'la osa daito dabar acher. Amarti la baruch amachim sh'arago sh'anaz l'panu l'torah. So, even though there was no, possibly no Daraisa violation, the fact that Bimei Libuna, they were Yashen, Bekir, Basar, they ate and drank together, indicated a violation of certain expectations, certain Archokos, that should have been in place. In general terms, what are the reasons for such harchakos? So we'll have to flesh out the details. The reasons may not apply to every instance or every type of harchaka. We noted a few moments ago the lashon of the Rush, Kitzur Hilchos Nida, v'shvil shemisyachi tadir ima asu geder v'siyag sheyiskor es nidosah. So this is known as a machlokas, the Ravan and the Ravia. The Ravan was the Ravia's grandfather. The Ravan writes in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, that the basic reason for harchokos is we're concerned that because of the kir of das, because of a certain feeling between husband and wife that would exist if not for certain harchokos being put in place, we're worried, Shema Yiskefenu Yisra, worried that maybe his yitzer is going to get the better of him and they will have tashmish v'isser when she is a nida. Lashon Ravan, again, Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, Inyan Achila v'shesia in Hanida, Yisrael Kedoshim Hein, V'nagu Silsel L'Kedusha Ba'atzma. So because of the high level of Kedusha, Klai Yisrael Rinoeg, an extra level of Kedusha, extra Hanhagos, Shalalecha V'lishto Sima, not to eat and drink together, which we'll define, Gam Shalalecha V'moshava, not to sit on the same bench, V'laliga Ba, not to touch her, Umivdil v'dili mina bayom, kidei shalei yavol yidhergal davar b'layla. So the concern is that if husband and wife act together in a way that promotes a certain kiyuv das, maybe yitkefenu yitzra, and they'll come to naveva. Based on this, the Ravan has a kula as well. The whole reason for our chokos is we're concerned Shema Yitkefenu Yitzro, and they may come Lidei Avera, then that only applies up to the point where she could go to the mikvah, come Leil Tevila, where she's still a Sula Baila, but she could go to the mikvah now. The Ravan says these are chokos don't apply. Came in the Masi Lemitbal, Lashava Kater, Biachal Yisura. Since he had the opportunity, we're only worried about Shema Yikafeni Yisra. So she has the opportunity to go to the mikvah. Why would you do something to Yisr if you could do it beheter? Just like the Gemara in Chulin Daf Dalet, Yisrael Meshumid Lechol Nevela Liteyavon. If you have a Yisrael who has a proclivity to eating Basar Nevela only Liteyavon, Alahakis. Bodeg sakin v'nosin lo v'murta lechol mishkitaso. So as long as you check the knife's a good knife, you can let him chef, you can eat the shkita, we're not worried that anything's going to go wrong with the shkita, because of shavak eter v'achli yisura. So if there's no ideological opposition to shkita, he just sometimes the yitzhar gets the better of him, so if everything's in place to do it properly, we're not worried about a mikshal. The Kavachomer, Mahai Diragav Yisura, Ki'ika Het Teira Armina Lo Shavak Heter V'Yachli Yisura, Delo Ragav Yisura L'Koshakei. This guy, the Meshumid, who always eats Basar Nevela, we're still not worried that he's going to be Shavak Yisura, Shavak Heter V'Yachli Yisura. So here, by a normal firm Jew, who never normally would violate an Isser, then Koshakei Lo Shavak Yisura, Lo Shavak Heter V'Yachli Yisura. So the Ravan thinks, based on this consideration, that the Harchokos, he's talking specifically in the context of Achila Veshesia, and Moshe, Negia, all the standard Harchokos, that this doesn't apply, but in that, the way he presents the Minog about Leil Tevila, that's in the context of Achila specifically, but doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily limited to the Achila Harchakos. But because the whole consideration is Shami Yikafenu Yitzra, we're not worried where there's an argument of Lo Shavik Hetera V'Achli Yisura. Rabbi Morgenstern thinks in Piskei Das, the Rush that we quoted earlier sounds like this Ravan, that the reason is only Shami Yikafenu Yitzra, because the Rush put Harchakos solely in the context of Yichud, because Yichud is Mutter. We're worried. What are we worried about? Well, in general, Yichud's Aser, because we're worried Shema Yitkefenu Yisro. So if it's in the context of Yichud, the Rosh sounds like that also, perhaps, that the concern is Shema Yikifen or Yitzra. Again, Lashon HaRosh, Bishvil Shem Isyachi Tadrima, Asu Gedir Visyach, She Yiskor Es Nido Sah. Since there's no Yisra Yichud, we made these Gedarim to ensure that no Avera will be violated. The Ravia, the Ravan's grandson, argues on his grandfather. Ravia is Chelik Aleph Simen Kufayin Gimel. Chelik Aleph Simen Kufayin Gimel, the first Simen Hilchas Nida. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, how can you matter Nisr D'Oraisa?
What do you mean?
Yichud's in Nisr D'Oraisa.
Machlok is Yishanim. Whether Yichud be Ishto Nida's Nisr D'Oraisa. No, sorry. Machlok is Yishanim, but yeah.
Nida's one of the Arayas.
Right.
So if Nida's one of the. Was one of the rest, how could we matter an
Isser D'Oraisa? That the Isser D'Oraisa was never applied to Nida.
Okay.
That's Tosa basically by the way, Kasha. That's the Tosa in Sanhedrin. In Tomar, Hayicha de Raisahi, Mishlava, the Asatara, look, Enima, the Lavinda, Lavida Mishtari. The Issa, the Raisa of Yichud only applies to that which doesn't have a heter. But that which is Safali Tahir, no Issa Nida, no Issa Yichud. Fine. Okay, so the Raviyah argues on the Ravan. The Raviyah, Chelag Al, Simon Kufayin Gimel, quotes the Ravan. And it quotes the Ravan's application that the Harchakas don't apply the Leil Tefillah because they're not worried about Hergal Aveira. He writes, and he says the Ravan thought maybe even Mitzvah L'Achol Ima that night in order to be Maras to her before Tefillah. The Raviyah writes, Sharli Mari, the Agav Korfet Lo Ian, but can't be. The only concern that Shemi Kufenu Yitzra will know that she's an Ida and nevertheless will come to violate an Yisra B'meisa. No. The concern is, why are we concerned about Hergal Aveira? That he'll forget. He'll think that she's Tahora. V'yavolah. That's a concern, and that concern applies equally. The Leil Tefillah calls mind that she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. Yeah, so it could be that rush in the Kisser Hilchos Nida is really like the Raviyah, not like the Ravan. Because the Rosh of Lashon also is Sheyiskar Es Nidosah. Now the reason for the Siag is to remind him that she's a Nido. So I don't know if there's a Chreyach like Rabbi Morgenstern had said. So that's the Machlokes of Ravan. The Raviyah is the thrust of our Chokos. We're concerned that he's going to be Baal Lev Mezid because of Yikifeni Yisro, or even we're concerned Bishogeg, he'll forget that she is a Nido. Your Moshe points out, Chelik Dei Simen Ayin Zayin, Chelik Dei Simen Ayin Zayin, that you see echoes of both of these reasons, Lahalacha, and in essence, we're Choshesh for both of these reasons. So you have some Rechokos, like Shirei Kos, the fact that a husband's not allowed to drink the leftovers of his wife's cup, so that's a Kiruv Das consideration. Shema Yikafenu Yitzra. We're not necessarily as worried. Shirei Kos isn't necessarily because we're concerned you're going to forget that she's a Nida. And other things where like eating at the same table, so there, that sounds more like the consideration is Shechucha. Eating at the same table isn't necessarily such a level of Kiruv Das, but it's a normal thing to do. So maybe that's going to lead to Shechacha. Okay. Rambam Paskins, Perek Kaf Aleph Yisrei Bi Alacha Aleph, Perek Kaf Aleph Yisrei Bi Alacha Aleph, that Chibuk V'Nishuk Derek Taiva, Chibuk V'Nishuk Derek Taiva is Asa Min HaTorah, even by Ishto Nida, because of Lo Sikrevu L'Galo Zerva. So Chibuk V'Nishuk Derek Taiva would be Asa Min HaTorah, the Ishto Nida. The Ramban in his Hasagos on the Sefer Mitzvos argues, Ramban Hasagos Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos lo sase shin nun gimel, Mitzvos lo sase shin nun gimel. He thinks that's only Nisa the Rabbanon, and therefore there's no Malkus. No Malkus. He has a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos Yugimel in the earlier piece. The part before the part we just read. The Gemara asks that there's a Shaila. Gemara wants to know. There is a mutter for Anita to be shecheves et salbayla, hu bibigdo, vehi bibigdo. That's the machlokas, and the Gemara here, Shabbos, Afi Gimel, Amud Aleph. At least according to one day here, you don't necessarily get the impression that we're talking about a lav d'oraisa. So Ramban thinks that there's no malchus for chibuk v'nishuk in ishto nida even derech taiva. But the mechaber and Evan Ezer passes like the Rambam, Evan Ezer simon kaf, the mechaber passes like the Rambam that there is malchus. So we're talking about a lav d'oraisa, chibuk v'nishuk in ishto nida derech Taiva is a lav d'oraisa. What about negiya shalav v'derechiba? Negiya shalav v'derechiba. So Beis Shmuel, there in Evan Ezer, Siman Kaf Sifkat and Aleph, Siman Kaf Sifkat and Aleph argues that according to the Rambam, even negiya shalav v'derechiba could be an issa d'oraisa. Even negiya shalav v'derechiba. And the Shach and our Siman implicitly argues on that base rule, the Shach and Sifkat and Kaf assumes that no, we're not talking about an Issa D'Raisa, and that's why we're making here in Shulchan Aruch at least the Ramah's making that under certain circumstances, in Sif Yud Zayin, where there's no other doctor and the husband's a doctor and he has to touch his wife in a medical situation because there's no one else who could provide that medical care, that would be mutter. It's not considered avizrayi d'avizara. It's not yehar gval yavor. So the Shach says that it's because we assume that negiya shelov derechib is not a lab d'araisa, and therefore when it comes to a cholam mesukan, you have the right to be mekel under certain circumstances if there's pikuach nefesh involved, and it's not yehar gval yavor. So the Shach thinks that that's true even according to the Rambam. And that's reflected in the psak here of the Rama. Okay. So what is the general orientation in psak, before we get to the details of Harchagos, what's the general orientation among poskim as to whether to look to be more machmir or more makel when it comes to matters of harchakas? There's a comment of the Or Zeruah, Chelek Aleph, the end of Simen Shin Samach. Chelek Aleph, the end of Simen Shin Samach. The Or Zeruah reports a practice of women who would avoid going to shul when they were bimei nidus and avoid touching a sefer Torah. So the Or Zeruah refers to that as chumra ba'almahi, the yafa heinosa, said it's a chumra, but it's an appropriate chumra. And then he quotes from the Raviyah that there are some women who wouldn't, daven behind a woman who's a nida. Then he writes, harbe chumras amr li shirasham, so there are many chumras that were observed in the context of these kinds of distancing from nidos. Klal shel davar, kol ma sheyachol adam lahachmir benida, yachmir betavu la bracha. So whatever a person can be machmir when it comes to these matters of distancing from a nida, it's appropriate to be machmir betavu la bracha. He goes on to say, the Mishnah Avos, the Ishto Amr Kavachamr Be'eshes Chavero. Avos Reb Nassan has Vishto Nida Amru. So the orientation in the Or Zeruah seems to be that wherever it's possible to be Machmir with these in Yanei Rachakos, it's appropriate to be Machmir. You have similarly Sidri Tarin Sifkatan Gimel, quoted in Pesach Shuvah here Sifkatan Dalin, Pesach Shuvah here Sifkatan Dalin, in the context, the Shai will get a little bit later, whether you're allowed to throw something up to your wife who's in need and have her catch it on the way down. The Sidri Tarin says, Amachmer Tavla Bracha. So even if something's not Asim Mikar Adin, still appropriate to be Machmer. Similarly, Rav Moshe writes, Chelek Beis Yoredeya Simen Ayin He, Chelek Beis Yoredeya Simen Ayin He, in the context of whether a husband and wife, when she's in Nida, can carry a heavy object together. So Moshe writes, even if Me'ikra did, you could argue, perhaps that it's Mutter, but it's appropriate to be Machmir, because when it comes to all our chakos, it's appropriate to be machmir. On the other hand, the crazy placey, the beginning of Simen Kufsadi Hei, comments in the context of giving a present to your wife who's a nida, that you're allowed to do so. And then he's also makel there, which we'll get to as well, to allow blowing a feather off your wife who's a nida. He writes, the crazy placey, She'ein iser shum kiruv das. There isn't a blanket iser against anything that could constitute kiruv das. Rak Yiruv Das Benegias Dvarim HaMavim Lidei Korva Degilei Arayis. There are only certain limited situations of Kiruv Das where we aser. V'lo Tosifu Pentigro Chas V'Shalom. And it's appropriate not to add additional chumros in the realm of harchakos, because if you're going to be too machmir, every chumra has an equal and opposite kula. So if you're going to be too machmir in one direction, you may cause other people to be overly mako in an inappropriate fashion as well. So you have to find the balance, but you shouldn't just have the orientations as a crazy placey of being machmir across the board, because too many chumras in these areas could lead to unintended kulos. So with that in mind, let's begin to discuss some of the details of harachakos. Mechav writes in Sif Aleph, Chayiv Adam Lifrosh Me'ishta B'mei Tamasa Acha Tisbor B'tipo. V'lo Yisrok V'lo Yakel Roshima. You shouldn't play. You shouldn't be in a light-headed state of mind with her. Shema Yargila Vera. Avamutu L'syafid Ima Dekevin Shema L'Pamachas Tula Takav Yitzvah. There's no Isser Yichud L'Ishtonida, as we said. So this is based on the Rambam. Rambam, Perikav Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Yisiribiya. Perikav Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Lo Yisrok, Lo Yakel, Lo Shima, Shelo Yargil Adera. So you shouldn't engage in Schok or Kalas Rosh, Shelo Yargil Adera. That's the Mechaber is based on the Rambam. And so writes the Mechaber in Evan Ezra as well. Simen Kaf Aleph, Seif Dalet. Evan Ezra, Simen Kaf Aleph, Seif Dalet. Take a look at the Shach here. Shach, the Kath and Beis. The Ramah adds the words afilu b'dvarim. The Yisla v'layaka roshima afilu b'dvarim. Says the Shach, im margilin le'erva lo yadaber behenima. So if there are words that are indicate a certain kalas rosh, so you shouldn't speak in such language. Crazy Placey that we referenced a few moments ago in this context says, nevertheless, it's mutter to give your wife a gift, a present, even when she is a nida. And that seems to be the approach of many poskim. Bada Yisholchan Sivkatan Yud. Bada Yisholchan Sivkatan Yud is Mako, as is Rabbi Eider, page 137. Rabbi Eider, page 137. What about real games? Lashem Ramam Mechaber is Lo Yiskok, Lo Yisafik, or Lo Yisafik, Lo Yiskok. What about what we call games? So Rabbi Eider quotes from Moshe, not to play ping pong and tennis with your wife, who's a Nida, because of Kiruv Das. Now, tennis may be worse than ping pong, because tennis, you can return the ball on the fly without it bouncing. Right, that would be a zrika problem, potentially. We didn't get to zrika yet, but you can't throw something. Ping pong is always on the bounce, right?
I don't think that's required.
What do you mean?
You can hit it before it bounces.
I don't think so.
No, maybe not.
I don't believe that to be the case. So there's a series of tshuvas in the Ber Moshe, the Deborah Tziner, about ping pong. I think he understood ping pong also that way, like me. So this is Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Osei. Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Osei. And then Chelek Bey Simen Simach Zayin. So in the first tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Osei, He was asked about Bing Bang. So he describes the game, in case you don't know how it works. Ha'ish maka be'etz agol v'rachav al kadur katan kala kvitza. So you have this fast little ball that you hit with a stick of wood. Ha'kadur nogeya b'tchila b'chela chetz chatzi ha'shochan ha'karv l'gabi didei. First, it has to hit the table. You can't hit it back on the fly. Kishchok zeh misachin al shochan. That's what it's called table tennis. It has to be on a table. Al shochan echlak l'beis chalakam ayidi reshes. There's a net in the middle, dividing the table into two. Ukishenaga kadur ba shochan, b'cheder ha'samach lo, b'chelach ha'samach lo. Once the ball hits the table in the section closest to him, then kofitz l'mala me'ereshes al chelach ha'shochan ha'sheni. Then the ball jumps over the net to the second part of the table. And then when it comes back up on the bounce, his wife is standing on the other side of the table, and then it hits the table back on the other side. That's how ping pong is played. So is this mutter beishto nida? So he's maker a din based on the placey, that this isn't considered to be kiruv das, and after all, no one's throwing the ball directly because it's all on the bounce. He says adarava al pi chukei amischak. Kodem sarach shiiga hakadur b'shochan. It has to touch the table. Ukishemabia kadur atzma me'al shochan. Rak oz tzad shekineg and makad b'kadur lapsar asol tzad shi. You can only hit it once it bounces. So Deborah Sino understood like we did. Okay. So he says he recommended to the shoel that better not to play even when she's the hora, better to learn Torah instead. But he says he wasn't successful because the answer was that this is keeping his wife out of worse trouble. If he didn't play ping pong with her, she'd be doing worse things. Okay. I'm sorry?
It could be worse than ping pong.
So then, apparently someone responded to him and didn't like the psak. So he writes back in Chele Bey's Simon Samuel Zion. So the shovel thought like Yosef. The shovel is bothered that many times it goes straight from hand to hand. So the Ber Moshe responds that even if that's the case, you're not going to aser a darish ena miskaven. B'chumrah d'rabbanan, the whole chumrah of Hoshat is only, of Zerika is only late anyway. So you're not going to, just because we're worried that maybe he won't bounce, we're not going to ask for ping pong for that reason. And then he was bothered, well, maybe at some point when you start playing, then you're touching the ball. So maybe she'll come to touch the ball the same time that you're coming to touch the ball. He says, if that was the case, then you can never put anything in front of your husband or your wife, b'mei nidusa, and that obviously isn't true. So he accuses this shoel of making Tzechok from Tzechok and Tzechok from Tzechok. He didn't take his questions too seriously. And Deborah Sina writes he was also Matyr playing chess. And the Shaul took issue with that. So Deborah Sina says he doesn't understand why you could object to, how you could object to chess. He says, maybe Efsher Shekvo Taraso Shalita Nifsha Mehavla Olam Hazeh. See, maybe you're so removed from the Havalim of this world, Ve'enir De'etzoch Kim Skok Shech. You don't know how to play chess. So, that's why you think it's a problem. But anyone knows how to play chess, clearly understands that number one, there's no kiruv das. Number two, everyone sits opposite each other, not next to each other. And if you're worried that maybe they'll touch each other, that's not a sufficient reason to aser. So in the end, the Debrit Siner, albeit acknowledging that there are better things to do with your time, doesn't see any halakhic impediment per se to ping pong or chess with your wife who is a nida. Rabbi Eider thinks that it's better to avoid playing Scrabble. Rabbi Karkos or Rabbi Yashiv to avoid playing chess. And Rabbi Aaron Felder in his Rishumei Aaron, Chelag Aleph, quotes from Moshe as well, to avoid playing chess. And Rav Osner in the Shiri Shevet Levi thinks that there's what to be machmir about not to play dreidel on Chanukah, even if there are other people participating in the same game.
So this is all in the name of Kalos Rosh?
All in the name of Kalos Rosh. Rabbi Eider thinks that even though Rav Moshe was known to lahachmir on some of these games, but if it's going to make her feel better, if she's feeling down, then you can do it. Rabbi Willie doesn't think there's any need to be machmir to avoid games like chess or Scrabble. Okay. So, we see from the Maisa of Tana Devei Eliyahu that Negia, even Be'etba Ketana, is Aser Be'ishta Nida. Right, that was a lesson of Afila Be'etba Ketana L'Nagabi. That's as far as Negia. What about Hoshata? What about extending an object, handing an object to your wife? So that there's no explicit reference to in the Gemara at all. The Gemara doesn't discuss any Isser Hoshata, nor does the Rambam have an Isser Hoshata. What is the source of the Isser Hoshata? So Tosfos here in Shabbos, Yigimel Amibayz, Dibre Maskel, Bimei Libunayach. Yigimel Amibayz, Dibre Maskel, Bimei Libunayach. And there's a parallel Tosfos in Ksubis, Samach Amid Aleph, Dibre Maskel, Mechalfa. Samach Amid Aleph, Dibre Maskel, Mechalfa. So they quote that Rashi was nohag not to extend a key from husband to wife who's a nida. Rashi hayad nohag iser lahoshet mafteach miyada liyada bimei nidusa. What's the reason? What would the rationale of this Isser Hashata be? The Rashba writes, Taras Habayis HaKatzar Dalet Amin Aleph. Taras Habayis HaKatzar Dalet Amin Aleph. The Rashba writes, Lo Yoshit Miyado Liyado Shem Davar Shema Yiga Bibisara. We're worried you're going to extend something to your wife. You might come to touch her. The Negiya Afil Be'etba Ketan is Aser. You shouldn't extend something, you shouldn't hand her something, lest you come to touch her. And that's the reason reflected in the Mechaber here. Sif Beis, Lo yiga ba afila be'etba ketana, v'lo yoshit miyada liyada shem davar, v'lo yikav ledim miyada, you shouldn't extend something to her, you shouldn't receive something from her. Shema yiga b'bsara, we're worried you might come to touch her. Okay, that's the reason that the Rashba gives in the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar. However, the Beis Yosef, not here, but in Evan Ezer, Beis Yosef in Evan Ezer, the end of Simen Kaf Aleph, Dibur Maskel Kasev Rashba, end of Simen Kaf Aleph in Evan Ezer, Beis Yosef, Dibur Maskel Kasev Rashba, quotes the Shuvas HaRashba. Shuvas HaRashba is in Chelek Aleph, Simon 1188. Chelek Aleph, Simon Elef, Kuf Pe Ches. 1188. What does the Rashi write there? Different reason. Shalibo Gaspa Ubikrivus Muat Ika Lamechash Lehergalavera. So it's not necessarily a function of Nagia per se. It sounds like even without a direct Hashash Nagia, but handing something creates a certain bond, creates a certain Kirav Das, when you hand something directly to someone else, and that Kirav Das could lead Lehergal Avera. So independent of a Chashash Nagia, the Rashba there in Tshuva is concerned about the Kirav Das that is engendered by handing an object from husband to wife or from wife to husband. Okay. The Beis Yosef here quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that the Isser Hashat even applies to a long object. Even applies to a long object. So the way the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it, it sounds like he's concerned about the Negiah issue. And he writes, even though it's a long object, we're still concerned maybe you may come to touch her anyway. Aruch HaShulchan says this a little bit differently. Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat Din Hei says that the reason Hoshata of a long object is Aser is because of a low plug. Meaning, even though we're not worried about Negiah, even if in general the reason would be because of Negiah, and you have a situation where we're not worried about Negiah, it's a long object, not like the Rabbi Yuchim sounds like that even a long object could lead to Negiah, even if we know full well there won't be any Negiah, it's still also because of a low plug. There's an Isser against Hoshata, and that applies across the board, even if the local reason may not apply in that instance. Okay. The Rama now adds, V'chein ayidei zrika miyada liyada olehepech aser. Not only are you not allowed to extend an object l'ishtanida, you can't even throw an object l'ishtanida. What's that based on? Tshuvas Binyamin Zev and Hagos Sharei Dura. There's an iser not only of Hoshata, but of zrika as well. This only appears in the later Rishonim. Rav Adi writes in Taras Abayis, even though the Mechaber makes no mention of this, he thinks it's kedai for Sfardim to be Machmir and Zvika lechafila, even though technically speaking the Mechaber doesn't have an Isser Zvika. Okay, so the Ramah here, as the Ramah writes in Dargi Moshe, quotes an Isser Zvika, Tashbeitz, Chela Gimel, Simen Nunches Osei, Tashbeitz, Chela Gimel, Simen Nunches Osei, Chela Gimel, Simen Nunches Osei, denies the existence of an Isser Zvika. He writes, Shalo Asru El Aide Chibur Koshata, that the only Isser, the only relevant Isser, is where there's a connection, where you're extending something directly, then it's going to be Asser, but to throw would be Mutter. Ba'al Shulchan points out, Be'urim page Reish Samach Gimel, Ba'al Shulchan Be'urim page Reish Samach Gimel, there's a Ritva in Ksuba Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, Ritva in Ksuba Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, in the printed Masada Kuk Ritva, I think the line appears in brackets, Ritva in Ksuba Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, who writes, kind of a parenthetical statement there, that Hoshata Ayidei Shinoi is Mutter. That even though the Beis Midrash Shel Rashi, there is an Isser Hoshata, but that's only if it's extended in a normal fashion. If you extend something in an abnormal fashion, that would be Mutter. So Bala Shofan says that sounds like the Tashbates, that the Isser is only Ayde Chibra Vashata through the normal kind of Hashata, but Hashata Ayde Shinoi, and by extension Zrika, would be Mutter. Then, yeah.
They're prohibiting throwing it. Which far of why passing isn't allowed with that finimah?
Good, okay, very good. So that's the Baal Shofan's next point. Page Reis Hamathal. He says, presumably, whether Zrika is a problem should be dependent on the reason for the Yisra Hashata. How should that work, Yosef?
There's definitely no concern that the husband and wife will touch.
Right, so if the concern is only chashash negiyah, there shouldn't be any chashash negiyah ayide zvika. If you're throwing something, there's no concern you're going to touch. If the concern is kirvda, so then you could argue that even by throwing something, there's a certain affinity that's created, a certain kirvda. So the Rama, who paskins this iser of zvika, would be assuming, like the Rashba and Tshuva, that it's not only chashash negiyah, but we're concerned about kirva. Kirva could apply even by zvika. And those who showed the Tashbates that argue and assume, and maybe implicitly those who don't mention it at all, who assume there's no Isser Zrika, that they would assume that the only concern for Hashata is Negiah, and Negiah doesn't apply by Zrika. Good. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he suggests another nafka mina between the two reasons for the Isser Zrika, for the Isser Hashata, sorry. Now, let's say you're in a very public setting. So can you throw something to your wife in a public setting with a lot of people around? So in theory, you could have argued that if the reason is to extend, Hoshata. Can you extend something to your wife who's a nida in a public setting? So if the concern is one of negia, the fact that there are a lot of people around doesn't in any way mitigate the chashash negia. Chashash negia applies to us as well. If the concern is kirv das, that there's a certain atmosphere created, a certain endearment created by extending something, so that could be less pronounced if it's in a more public setting. It could be less kirv das if you're in public. Nevertheless, even though maybe you could have theoretically entertained such a distinction, Lemaisa, poskim aren't makel to distinguish between hoshata in a public setting or hoshata in a private setting.
With the I know I might be jumping the gun a little bit, but yeah. With the Ramaz, his svara, would he also use that elsewhere with some of the other harakos?
What's the Ramaz svara?
In other words, the concept of cure, the reason why it's right. Usher is because of right. Madas. So what do you say?
So it's clear that many of the harchakos are asa because of kirv das. That was the machlokas, the Ravan and the Raviyah that we started with. The question is, what's the basis of Hashata? Right? So everyone agrees that there is a concern of kirv das, at least in certain contexts within harchakos. The question is, this particular harchaka Hashata, what's that based on? Is it based on a limited chashash negiyah? Or is it based on a broader concern of kirv das? Okay. Although there may be one application in which the notion of hoshata in a public setting could be relevant, and that is a tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak, Yoredei Achelik Bei Simen Yudches, Yoredei Achelik Bei Simen Yudches. Darkei Tshuva quotes part of this, or at least references it. What's the din? The answer is yes. The question is why? Why can a husband give a get to his wife who is a nida? What allows a husband to place a get in the hands of his wife who is a nida? So we discussed, when we discussed Klipas Nida previously, the flip question, Nesina Satabas of a chasen to a kalu is a nida. This is at the other end of the marriage, giving a get to your wife who is a nida. So the Beis Yitzchak has three rationales to justify how a husband could place a get in the hands of his wife who is a nida. Number one, he says that it's l'rach ka'asi. The whole context of giving a get is to distance yourself from your wife. So just as we have in Tzachim Yud Aleph, according to Chachamim, you do bedikas chametz on Pesach, and we're not worried if you forgot to do bedikas chametz before Pesach, you continue to do bedikas chametz on Pesach, the Mishnah there in Yud Aleph, and we're not concerned that maybe he's going to come to eat it on Pesach, because the whole point of bedikas chametz is to get rid of the chametz. You forgot to do so beforehand, you need to do it now, but that's l'racha kasi, you're intending to get rid of it, so there's no chashash that you can eat the chametz, and there's no chashash of kiruv das with your wife who you're now divorcing. The second svar the Beis Yitzchak has is essentially, literally, gita v'yada banka achas, at the moment that you're divorcing her, she is no longer your wife, and therefore her chakas do not apply. And the third reason, which connects to what we were just talking about, is that since a get is supposed to be given in the presence of 10 people, at least that's what it says officially in the Seder Get, even though in general we're not so mocked about that nowadays, but a get's always done publicly, so even though in general we're machmer on Hoshata even in public, that's because of a general low plug. But when it comes to a get, which institutionally is always given in public, maybe in that kind of a situation, we don't have to be concerned about Hoshata. So the nafkamina between these reasons is a get shchimera. A person gives his wife a get not because he doesn't like her anymore, but because he's worried that he's going to die soon and she's going to be nofelas liyibam to his evil mummer brother who's stuck in North Korea, and there's no way she'll be able to get chalisa from him. So out of love, he gives his wife a get. So in that case, you couldn't argue that there's no kir das, that it's l'rocha kasi, even though the other reasons would still apply. Okay, another possible nafkamina between the reasons of chashash negia and kirav das is the following. Very unlikely scenario. Don't know if it ever happened in history. And the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, Sefer Anarchokos, written by, from the Agdama, looks like a grandson of Reb Pinchas Epstein, who was the Ravad of the Eda in the early years of the state. So he has a following question. What's the din if you throw an object to your wife who's not a nida, and she becomes a nida before she catches it? Is that going to be usher? So he writes, Mustaber, that's usher, because kirv das is dependent on at the moment that you receive it. Right, so I guess that's assuming, as the Baal Yishulchan set up the equation, that if we are machmer on zrika like the Ramah, that's because of kir das, because chashash negia wouldn't be relevant for zrika. And if you ever get that shy with the mice, please let me know. A Piskei Shuvah here in Sukkot and Dalid quotes from a tshuva of the Minchas Yaakov, the Torah Sashlamim. Aser li'isha nida lahasir mi ba'ala notza derech neficha. So the Torah Sashlamim, the Minchas Yaakov, is machmir that a woman is not allowed to blow a feather off her husband. The crazy place he's making on that, as we saw. And then he quotes, O Kasav Sham, in the Minchas Yaakov, Shera Nogin Shizorkin Dovar Klapi Mala, Velo Lenochach Ishto, Kemiskabin Lizvak Liada. V'hi poshat es yada u'mikab lasa. V'yish l'akav v'zeh. So, Minchas Yaakov seems to assume the Yisus Rika is only if you throw it at a normal trajectory. If you throw it up, and the only reason it comes down again is because of gravity, that's not called throwing it to your wife. That's called throwing it up, and she catches it on the way down. And then he goes in Sidri Tara that even if Mikra didn't, that might be true. Lemaisa, you should not. Lemaisa ain't lahatir. So quotes the Piskei Das from Rav Yashiv, not to be makel on this. So says Rabbi Willig that there's no reason to be makel on throwing it up, even if you're not throwing it at her. Okay.
Same thing if you wouldn't throw it instead of throwing it right to you, you'd be throwing it that way, not directly at you. The same thing.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there ever grounds for relaxing any of the harchakos in a situation in which it may cause some level of embarrassment? So Rav Moshe writes, Chelik Beis, Simen Ayin Zayin. Should it be concerned about the possibility of embarrassment? Because it's not so embarrassing. Everyone knows. What are you worried about? A woman's worried that she's in public. She's not going to answer something to her husband directly. So everyone's going to realize she's a nida. Rav Moshe says, that's so embarrassing. Everyone knows that every woman in the world is a nida at least 12 days a month. So statistically, the likelihood of any given woman being a nida at any given time is significant. Anyone who's not in Mesulekas Damim. And we know there are halachas of harchakos. Now, on the contrary, it used to be that women would wear special garments when they're a nida in public, so everyone would know that she's a nida. So apparently you see that women were not embarrassed. And even if she's embarrassed only among people who are not observant, so that's not a busha. That's not a reason to be matir isurim, not a reason to be matir a minug. And no reason to be embarrassed if you're doing it to be mekayim a mitzvah. As the Baal Shulchan writes, Sifkat and Yutes, that even if a woman is concerned that people are going to realize that she's a nida, there are no grounds to be makel on hashata or the like. Okay. Rabbi Willi points out that it's true. Bimei ha-tanayim, women wore big day nidus because everyone was makbid on a yoni tuma vitara. So you had to know who was a nida and who wasn't a nida. And it wasn't only relevant to relationship bein ish leishta, it was relevant for everyone as far as taros. So then, in a chanami, women wouldn't be embarrassed because that was a normal facet of life. But nowadays, women very much may be embarrassed, because the ramifications of Hilchos Nida, of the Archakos, are only Bein Ish Lishto. And women don't wear big day Nidos anymore. Nevertheless, that's still not reason to be Mako on the Archakos. Although it may point to a certain orientation along the lines of the crazy placey of Lo Sosifu Penting Ro, where something could go either way, to Makom Busha, it could be the orientation would be Lahakel, where, as it is, under circumstances anyway, there may be grounds to be Makel. So to simply be Makel on something that's Usser because of Busha, there are no grounds to do so. But if there are other Tzirufim, if there are other considerations, and something could go either way, that may be a consideration to throw into the mix, to allow you to be makel under certain circumstances. The Chai Adam seems to be sensitive to such a consideration. The Chai Adam in Hilchos Pesach, Klal Kuf Lamed, Seder Lel Pesach Os Zayin. Klal Kuf Lamed, Seder Lel Pesach Os Zayin. writes as follows. Excuse me. Klal Kuf Lamed. He's talking about the Seder. The Seder of the Seder. Achare Zat Yagbiya Hakara. So, right before Manishtana, you lift up the Seder plate. Or before Halach Manya, you lift up the Seder plate. The Noagin Shakol B'nei Beisa might be an Akar. So the minhag was that everyone would lift up the Seder plate together. Ulefamim Sheishta Nida, Vaz Misbayeshes. So his wife's a Nida, she could be embarrassed that everyone's lifting up the Seder plate except for her. So better, says the Chayadon, that only, that the woman should never lift up the Seder plate, the wife should never lift up the Seder plate. So to avoid the potentially embarrassing situation of some years the wife does lift up the Seder plate, some years the wife doesn't lift up the Seder plate, better that the wife should never lift up the Seder plate, then you won't have an issue. So to avoid embarrassment, she should manage the situation and never lift up the Seder plate. That's what the Piskei Das quotes from Rav Yashiv, that you don't have the right to be naked because of embarrassment, but you have to think ahead of time how to avoid potentially embarrassing situations, Meirosh. So Rabbi Willer, for example, has pointed out that he would never pass the besamim to his wife out of Dola directly, so people shouldn't realize that sometimes yes, sometimes no. They have to have a certain foresight to anticipate potentially embarrassing situations and figure out ahead of time how to avoid them. Okay. What about lifting objects together, like the Seder plate? So Rav Moshe writes, Chelek Bei Simen Ayin Hei, that even though you might have argued that lifting up a heavy object is less of a concern than lifting up a light object, lift up a Seder plate, so then you're lifting up something light that you don't really need two people to lift up, that could lead to Kiruv Das. But if you're lifting up a couch to move it from the living room to the dining room, that's not usually a kind of activity that engenders Kiruv Das. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe says you should be machmir even by a heavy object. Across the board, a husband and wife should not lift up an object together.
Even if other people are helping also?
Even if other people are helping also. That's the Chai Adam's context. Mm-hmm. Right? Chai Adam is talking about where all the B'nai Abayas lifted up the Seder plate. Rabbi Eider does quote from Rav Moshe, page 147, that it used to be there was this thing called a telephone with a cord. So Rav Moshe writes that if the wife is talking on the telephone and the cord is blocking the husband's path, that the husband can lift up the cord to go underneath in order to get to the next room, even though the wife is talking on the telephone. Presumably the same would be true if the husband's talking on the telephone, but deeper akasa behova. So Rabbi Eider argues that the cord and the telephone are really considered to be two separate objects. It's not like you're lifting up something together. There's a cord and there's a telephone. A cord and telephone are two separate items. Okay. I haven't seen a cord and a telephone in many years. Basically, Shua quotes here in Sifkat and Gimel, I am a Chuvas Yad Eliyahu, so Simon Samachay. The Ain Isha Nida Rashal Haftik Ner Biyada, Kadesha Yishta Baila Tabak. So women should not light the cigarette, the pipe of her husband. Olachami Masma Benerahu, Olahadlak Benerahir Acher. Why? There's a raya from of Mishnah in Machshirin, Parakei, that Hevel is Mechaber, that when you have a steam, so steam can connect to things. So here too, you're lighting a flame, and he's smoking from that flame, so it's like the two things are connected. Ramosha writes, Chelet Beis 7 Pei Gimel, that's different than the question of whether a wife can hold the ner, the Havdalah candle, for the husband to say a bracha. So Ramosha thinks it's okay. That's Pasha, he says. It's Pasha that's different than the Tshuva's Yad Eliyahu. Because by the Tshuva's Yad Eliyahu, the issue is that the Hevel is Mechaber, that you're lighting something from the flame. Here, there's no Hevel Mechaber. One person is holding the candle, and the other one is Neneh from the light of the candle, but there's no Chibur to speak of, and therefore, it's Mutter. Okay, what about holding an umbrella for your spouse? The Bali Shulchan Sifkatan Kafe is Mako. The husband could hold an umbrella over his wife. So writes Rabbi Eider, page 150, with the caveat that you have to be careful not to touch. In the Sugaba Shoshanim, Perek Gimel Os Yud Aleph, Perek Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, he says it depends. If you're walking, so then the husband shouldn't hold an umbrella over his wife, because then it's almost impossible for them not to touch if they're walking together under the same umbrella. If they're stationary, then you can be more careful about not touching, and it would be acceptable. Rabbi Willard says, it depends how you're holding the umbrella. Meaning, are you holding the umbrella to cover you also, or are you holding the umbrella to be chivalrous and cover your wife? So if you're just holding it to cover your wife, so then there's less of a chashash negiah, because you're positioning it over her. If you're holding it to cover you, and she's coming under, so then there would be more of a chashash negiah. Okay. Badi Yisholchan Sifkat and Kavzayin is mafmir not to remove an object from a bag that your wife is holding, or put an object into her bag. However, in Sifkat and Lamed, he's makel to throw something into her bag. So you can't take something or put something in her bag, but you can throw it in her bag. So Rabbi Willard pointed out it's unclear why you would distinguish. But Rabbi Willard thinks that you could be makel to put something in her bag, in her pocketbook. Pitsiruf, number one, the Ritva that we quoted, that Oshata Aideshinoi is Mutter. This is not the normal fashion of Oshata. Together with the Rambam, those Rishonim that have no Isser Oshata at all. Rabbi Willard points out, this is the most surefire method to avoid embarrassing situations. When you have to pass something, a woman should always have her pocketbook on. And you can put something in the pocketbook that avoids most potentially embarrassing situations. Rav Yashiv is machmir even to throw into a pocketbook. That's more machmir than the Bader Shulchan, Pischei Das, page Kuf Samach Aleph. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mir Sashem, will continue with Tinok, Pischei Shuvi, and the rest of Sifkat and Gimel. Then we'll move on to our Chakos of Achila the Shasiya, Shulchan Echad, Kara Achas, Shirei Kos. So just go on Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel through Sif Hei. Tomorrow we'll try again for the end of Seder. I'll let you know the precise time.